Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Waterways Ireland will erect further fences beside the Grand Canal if needed, its chief executive has told an Oireachtas committee today. They were put up after tents, which were being used by male asylum seekers with nowhere else to live, were removed over recent months. John McDonagh told the Committee of Public Accounts that the organisation itself chose to erect fencing along the canal. He was responding to questions by the committee chair, Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley.
Who ordered the fence to walk, or the fencing to walk along the canal?
We took that decision.
Is that your initiative?
We took that decision on Waterways Ireland.
Okay. Were you contacted by any other body regarding that, by any other public body?
No, we weren't contacted.
We reached out to other
agencies because we wanted to put in place a format that involved multi-agencies.
Yeah. But what's been happening is the tents just moved down the canal to another part of Dublin. What was the logic behind it?
There were two reasons for the fencing. The first one was around health and safety and public health.
Right.
And the second one was around securing their property.
But it has moved the health and safety problem down the canal.
Well, it has moved it down the canal, and we've had to extend our fencing now up to 2 kilometres to actually enable people not to...
If it moves again, will you go 4 kilometres or 5 kilometres?
If that happens, we will.
That's John McDonagh, Chief Executive of Waterways Ireland, responding to questions by the Public Accounts Committee Chair, Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley.